Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In recognition of the deepening partnership between the United States and the Lao People's Democratic Republic, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Daniel R. Russell visited the Lao PDR on December 17 and 18. Addressing the Institute of Foreign Affairs, Assistant Secretary Russell told a capacity audience that we are writing a new chapter in relations between Laos and the U.S., between our governments and our people. This partnership on issues vital to both our nations spans inclusive economic growth, health, education, and environmental protection. He pointed to visits planned for later this year of President Barack Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry as opportunities to push the relationship to a higher level. We've revitalized our relations with the Lao People's Democratic Republic, culminating in President Obama's visit less than a year away. Assistant Secretary Russell also met with Deputy Prime Minister H.E. Dr. Thonglun Sisulit to discuss the growing bilateral relationship and U.S. support for the Lao PDR in preparation for the ASEAN meetings in 2016, including the ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. In addition, Assistant Secretary Russell met with Minister of Health H.E. Dr. Xevang Vonchevit to further advance our cooperation and assistance to the Lao health sector. He also met with Vice Foreign Ministers Mr. Alunkio Kitikun and Sangfit Hungbonyang, as well as Chair of Party External Relations Committee Dr. Sontun Sayachat. To conclude his visit, Assistant Secretary of State Russell participated in a traditional bocce ceremony in honor of the recent graduates of the U.S. government's English Access Program, which provides 2 years of free English classes and life skills training to disadvantaged youth in Vientiane. Through his interactions with the students, he observed firsthand the impact of English education. The United States is proud to work with its partner, Laos, to strengthen ties that benefit both nations, the Asia-Pacific region, and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.